Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Nani Coloretti, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Management. Also joining us from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. So Nani, I talk to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies in the private sector to achieve mission results. I'd be interested to know, how are you, in your capacity at Treasury, using either partnerships or collaboration to do the same?
Yeah. So we basically have, as we mentioned before, sort of a shared first strategy, and that also works externally. We have an administrative resource center at Treasury in the Bureau of Fiscal Service, and they basically provide over 50 organizations with any number of services that include sort of financial management, travel, procurement, HR services, information technology hosting, and so forth. And the notion is, you know, together you're stronger than if you were trying to do these things alone. Some of the efficiencies that you gain from that are when you need to upgrade, you're doing it all at once and all together. Another efficiency is we have an agency that's actually coming in for their financial management services. A large agency is kind of coming into our administrative resource center. And what we're doing is we're working with them on their business processes and their flow, their sort of business process flow of financial payments, mm-hmm. to standardize them before we bring them on. So that actually makes their processes go faster and quicker, but it also means that we can use one IT solution for them because they're going to use our chart of accounts, they're going to use the business processes that are embedded in our payment systems. And that's kind of an interesting way that we're partnering. Yeah.
Well, given your office's a critical mission, it requires technical skills, expertise, and diverse competencies. And so to that end, what are you doing to ensure you have a well-trained and technical workforce to meet your mission challenges? And how would you say you're cultivating a leadership and mentoring culture to develop the next generation of Treasury leaders?
Yeah. So we're doing a big effort there. We're doing a leadership assessment that is assessing the state of leadership at Treasury, both the senior executives and GS-14s and 15s, so the pipeline and the folks who are at the senior levels now, to sort of get a sense of some of what we're facing, where people's level of training is at and what they need. So then we're also pairing that with things like the employee viewpoint survey scores. And we also had everyone do a 360-degree review. So we're comparing those scores of that and the EVS scores with government-wide benchmarks to figure out what are our true offerings as we move to more of a shared sort of leadership engagement idea across Treasury. So one thing we're doing is using that information to change how we our offerings at the Treasury Executive Institute. Every Treasury Bureau is a part of that, and actually some non-Treasury entities are a part of that. And it is training available for, you sort of pay a small fixed fee a year, and then you can do any of the trainings for your SESers, your 14s, or your 15s. So a lot of things that we're leaning into are mentoring. We have a mentoring project, and then we also have a peer-to-peer coaching project. When you can't afford to bring in sort of executive coaches for everybody, but we can do a train the trainer kind of thing. So we have situations where a senior executive service from IRS might be coaching another SESer or GS-15 at another bureau. So it's a way of having a kind of a safe place to have someone to press you to kind of be your highest self, but they're not in your chain of command. So there's not going to be any repercussion for that, and that seems to be working really, really well.
So I'd like to switch gears to the future, get a sense of understanding of some of the major opportunities or challenges your organization will face in the future. And more importantly, how do you envision your capacity evolving to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the main challenge as we work in a time of diminishing resources is human capital. Most of Treasury is run on human capital. It's either human capital or IT that we're buying at Treasury. We don't, you know, provide a ton of programming out in the community, and we don't buy ships or airplanes. So what we leave, you know, kind of the footprint of Treasury, or I think of it as what I can help with as a manager or a leader, is getting Treasury ready for the next 5 to 10 years. So if you're really going to have 70% of your SESers retiring in the next 5 years, how can we plan for that and do it in a way that is smart and that sort of brings the best talent possible? So we're working on the leadership engagement project that I mentioned before, an assessment project, and then we're also working on succession planning and really finding sort of manager and leadership pathways that don't have to just be in your silo, but can actually be, as I learned when I was standing up CFPB, across agencies or across mm-hmm. bureaus. And so we're sort of I'm sort of leaning in heavily to that.
I want to keep it on the people part of the equation, and more particularly reflecting on your time in public service. What advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
I would say it's just very important to know that to be driven towards public service from a mission perspective, because just really have a passion about wanting to do this work. Because sometimes as you get into your career, if you stay in public service, you might be wondering, why did I do this? Can I get out? To the extent that that's part of your own personal mission, it's going to align very well. And then the only other thing I would say is I have tended to follow good people. And so someone once said to me, if you're going to come work, this is when I was going to work in San Francisco, if you're going to come work in local government, choose carefully. And what she meant by that was it could be a really fantastic sounding title or a cool project, but your manager may not be supportive of you taking a leadership role or you may not have all the supportive elements that are in place that you might need to really thrive in that environment. And so that's the trick with navigating, I think, really the public or private sector, which is just sort of follow good people and sort of lean on your network to help you do that.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. It's a wonderful conversation. But more importantly, Roxanne and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's been really great talking to you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Nani Coloretti, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Management. My co-host today from IBM has been Roxanne Ulrich. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.